There's an interesting question that comes up in Parshas Toldos, which is the following. Many of us know that one of the highlights, I guess, of the Parsha is when Yaakov essentially tricks his father, tricks Yitzchak, in order to get the bracha. Rivka is very much on the Yaakov side, and again, they trick Esav in order for him to be able to get the bracha. There's a lot of interesting questions that come up here in terms of how come Rivka didn't speak directly to Yitzchak and what's going on in terms of that. But one of the more interesting questions which some of the Mefarshim ask is, you know, end of the day, the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov was a bracha bita'os. It was a mistaken bracha. And if you give a bracha bita'os, who says that's a good bracha? In so many other areas of halacha, if you want to buy something, as an example, so it's called a mekachta'os. It's not considered to be a good sale. If I misled you, it wouldn't be a good sale. So how come the assumption is what Yitzchak had in mind was to bless Esav? If he had a mind to bless Esav, so how could it be that the bracha is going to be chal on Yaakov? When Esav revealed himself, what Yitzchak should have said was, okay, that wasn't a good bracha, and here's a bracha that's going to go on Esav. So what exactly is going on here? So we'll speak about three mahalchim. The first mahalch is lichora, the way that Rashi learns it. Rashi says, after he finds out, Yitzchak comments, Gam Baruch Yehiyeh, Perkav Zayin Pasuk Lamed Gimel, says he's also going to be blessed. Rashi explains that means that I'm not going to say, said Yitzchak, that I'm very upset that Yaakov got the brachas and he tricked me into it. Lakach Hiskim Ubircha Midaito. That it sounds like Yitzchak actually on some level, like re-blessed, gave the bracha again and was masking to the fact the bracha was going to go on Yaakov. So it sounds like for Rashi, one way of reading it, even though you would have thought maybe the bracha initially wouldn't go on Yaakov, but even when Yitzchak found you good with this, and he confirmed, he affirmed the bracha, and gave him again a bracha, that's why it's going to be chal. No different than like a mekachtaos. When mekachtaos, if someone tricks you, then when you realize the mistake, you say, you know what, I'm good with it, let me go buy it now, for sure it's considered to be okay. There is a second mahalach, which is a very interesting one, the following. When Rivka speaks to Yaakov, and she develops this plan, she says, I heard Yitzchak say that I'm going to give you a bracha, lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. Yitzchak didn't really say these words. The Ramban explains that what Rivka was saying was, Yitzchak's about to give a bracha now with Ruach HaKodesh. And because the bracha has Ruach HaKodesh, if the bracha goes through, it's going to be with Esav, Tiskayim Bo, Uvizaro Le'olam, Ve'ein Lecha Amida Lefana. If the bracha goes through, it's going to stick with him forever. And some Mefarshim develop based on this Ramban. In the footnotes of the Ozvahadur Ramban, they quote the Talmud of the Ran, developing this following idea, that because it was a bracha through Ruach HaKodesh, it wasn't really that was blessing at all, that was blessing Yaakov or Esav. Yitzchak was just a conduit. It was really the Rabbono Sholem that was doing it, Ayde Ruach HaKodesh. Yitzchak was just, the way that some of the Mefarshim say it out, was like the trumpets, the person blowing it's Ribono Sholem, it's the conduit by which it goes through. And in that sense, that's why the bracha was chal, because Ruach HaKodesh, Hashem was into it, Hashem was good, and that's why it's going to be okay. Marshall Weiss points out that the Avnei Nezer and the Tshuva works under a very similar assumption, that that's the reason why the bracha was chal, because even though Yitzchak had the wrong person in mind, it didn't matter, the bracha was not really given by Yitzchak, it was given through Yitzchak by the Ribono Sholem, and therefore the Ribono Sholem knew what was going on, and obviously it wasn't Betos, and therefore it's going to be okay. Rashi Weiss points out, you find a parallel to this in the kinds of Birkas Kohanim, where the Kohanim also there may just be the conduits. The Kohanim aren't blessing us, Hashem is blessing us, Al Yedei, through the Kohanim. So again, that's Mahalach number two. So Mahalach number one is that when Yitzchak found out about it, he said, Gam Baruch Yehiyeh, I'm okay with it, I want it to be with Yaakov, and he gave him the brachas. Mahalach number two, the Ramban, really the Talmud Haran they quote here, and Avnei Nezer and others, that what was really happening was something else. Yitzchak didn't matter what he thought, it was all Ruach Kodesh. If it was all Ruach Kodesh, it's going to get stuck with him. There is a very, very interesting Mahalach I saw on Shabbos in the Parsha Sefer of Mordechai Eliyahu. Mordechai Eliyahu has an amazingly interesting insight. Elements of it are going to get, you don't have to go as far as he does to say the idea, but it's a very, very beautiful idea. He points out like this. Yitzchak is really not sure, asks a lot of questions who this person is who's getting the bracha from him. There are a lot of questions in Chumash as to who it really is. And then it's HaKol Kol Yaakov Adayim, the Esav. It's really not so sure that, like, he's really not so sure who exactly this is. So what convinces him to give the bracha anyway? And also, how come Yitzchak never gets upset at Yaakov for doing this? Like, why isn't he frustrated with Yaakov for all that's going on? So Mordechai Yo offers the following suggestion. He says, well, pretty much like one or two things he says together. But it could be it's possible that in truth, Yitzhak was not really sure which person he was giving the bracha to. He wasn't 100% positive. He thought Esav, but wasn't positive. So why did he agree to give the bracha? Because of the following. The person comes, and they come with two animals, or two animals according to Chazal, the Shnei Gedi Yizim. Rashi tells us in Perek Chavzayin, Pasuk Tes, or it was Karban Pesach, and he came with two. He came with one, the Lahak of Pischo, and another one. He came with certain karbanos, kind of Pesach. Yaakov comes, and Yaakov brings wine. Where is the wine from? How does he get wine? So the Targum Yonosan Ben Uzila, I think one of the Targumim says, the wine was wine that Malachim brought Yaakov Avinu, that was Shamor Misheshesh Yimei Bereshis, a very special, powerful kind of a wine that he brought. So he brought these animals, they're going to function on some level as karbanos. And he brought wine, which is going to be wine, which is the holiest wine that comes from Shamor, from Misheshesh Yimei Bereshis. He comes in and he's wearing his begadim. And Chazal say, when he comes in and he's wearing his begadim, he has the smell of Reach Gan Eden, a certain kind of holy smell. So Yitzhak has the following cheshbon. He says, well, wait a minute. I'm not really sure, positive, is this Yaakov or is this Esav? Hakol Yaakov hayadayim yidei Esav. But you know what? Whoever this person is has the smell of Gan Eden. Whoever this person is just brought me karbanos. Whoever this person is just brought me wine that was shamor misheshes yimei bereshis. So Yitzhak said, I'm not positive that for sure it's Esav, but whoever this person is undoubtedly deserves the bracha. This is the person right for the bracha. What happens, therefore, says of Mordechai Eliyahu, when Esav comes? So when Esav comes, he sees Esav's here. Esav doesn't have the smell of Gan Eden. And Esav doesn't have the wine, which is Misheshesh Yimei Bereshis, that was put aside from the original creation. And he says, you know what? I'm not upset at Yaakov. Why would I be upset at Yaakov? Yaakov is the one that deserves it. It's Gan Baruch Yehiyah. No. Yaakov deserves the brachas. Yaakov's the one that deserves it. He's the one that was on a certain kind of level. What this does also, I would point out, is it relates to a question we spoke about in the past, which is how clear it is, like, why did Yitzchak like Esav so much? This certainly minimizes the question a little bit. In truth, he really wasn't sure who was in front of him. He wanted it to be Esav. He believed it was Esav. But what was more critical than who it was who was the person that was coming forward with this level of Kedusha, this level of Tahara. In that sense, we see three different mahalchim in terms of why exactly the bracha was chal. Hare, it was a little bit of a mistake. He wasn't intending to give that bracha at all. According to Rashi, Gan Baruch Yehiyah, he realized he made a mistake, but he was good with it. According to the Ramban, the way that brachas often work, the way that Ruach HaKodesh often works, is that brachas often go, you know, through a person. Rashi Weiss, I think, questions in general, in light of this idea of, he didn't quote the Ramban or the Talmud Haran, but he quotes it from Aben Ezra and the Abba Arnel, that he's more of the conduit. He questions in general, is that a unique phenomenon with Yitzchak, or is that a phenomenon which is true whenever tzaddikim give brachas? Whenever tzaddikim give brachas, how much is the nature of a bracha that they themselves are giving it? Or is it really something which comes, you know, derech, it comes through the tzaddik? And we saw the third idea, the very beautiful idea of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, a very powerful idea, that maybe there were sfeikos there. It definitely, again, the yayin from Shishmei Bereshit does not read as well in the pshat. The general mahalach of so many questions, so many acts of hesitation, so many acts that where things aren't really clear, that is an example in many ways where it reads well in the psukim. And again, the explanation as to why he wasn't upset at Yaakov afterwards is also very powerful. And Mordechai Eliyahu adds, sorry, I should have pointed out, that's why even after it happens, he's so supportive and gives more brachas to Yaakov. He's so supportive and gives more brachas. I don't understand. He's got tricked. If I got tricked, I'd be so upset. And the answer was, Yitzchak realized at that moment that the person, I wasn't sure who it was, but it went to the right person. The one who had the smell of Gan Eden, something which, again, is very, very powerful. But some important ideas here as far as the way the brachas work in general, potentially, and also what may have been going on underneath the surface with Yaakov and Esav. Hopefully some nice Torah. Have a wonderful rest of your night.